You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. After an exciting weekend at Kauffman Stadium, there's only one person to talk to. The Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joins us on the show today. Denny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Carrington.
Denny, what was your favorite part about this weekend?
Well, the gala on Thursday night was just tremendous in all respects, and the surprise ending with Garth Brooks and seeing the guys from 85 and from 15, outstanding. Some of the guys you hadn't seen in a long time. And some of the guys who live here. And everybody just had a wonderful time. It was a great event. And then it was fun to see the reunions on Friday and Saturday. And then everything wrapped up on Sunday.
Obviously, everyone isn't able to attend, or everyone from those teams are not still with us. But it was just really exciting to see that bridge between the two teams, where you have so many players from the 85 World Series team and so many players from 15, and to see them all take one big group photo of these two teams that won a championship, that was a really cool image.
Yeah, and it was interesting. Some of the guys from 85 were picking the brains of the 15s and vice versa, and that was interesting. And I know for a fact that some of the guys that are playing right now had their ears tuned in to some of those conversations. So, yeah, a lot of advice, a lot of knowledge, a lot of memories going back and forth, and it was pretty good theater.
One thing I thought was really cool was, at least I was there on Saturday, I didn't see the Friday celebration, but I imagine it was pretty similar, how they showed a lot of the highlights and kind of went step by step. And you forget how vital Kendrys Morales was, or Alex Rios, and some of those complimentary players. Who were those players in 1985? Because we talk about the stars, the Frank White, the Willie Wilson, the George Brett. But I'm guessing they had their Alex Rios type, their Ben Zobrist type, that were very instrumental in them winning a championship. Who was that in 1985?
Dane Orge provided some big hits and big moments. He'd come off the bench. In fact, he drove in the winning run. And yeah, guys like that do come out of the woodwork in the series and in the playoffs. And you need those guys, because the big guns can't get it done all the time, because the other team knows that those are the guys that can really hurt you. So they're very careful pitching to them. And it's up to the guys coming off the bench or some of the guys hitting down lower in the batting order to get the job done. And when that happens, then you emerge the winner.
What really stood out to me watching the highlight package that was put together is how many times things could have went left for the Royals. You remember in September of 2015, the Royals kind of got off to a little bit of a rough start and maybe didn't finish the season as strongly as they would like. They got down in the Houston series. Like, there were these moments where there's just such a razor-thin margin between success and failure. But the Royals in 15 just always seem to figure out a way, and that's what really stands out to me about that team and ultimately helped them prevail and win the championship over the Mets.
Yeah, you're right on it, because the teams that are competing in the playoffs are very good teams, and there's not a whole lot between them. And so it is the breaks, and it's the little things that matter in those games. And it's the same as the regular season unwinds. To win a baseball game, you can't make mistakes. You have to play good, solid defense. If your pitching is sound, your offense is cooking, well, then you're going to win. But, yeah, very little difference between when you get into the playoffs and the World Series, and so little things really matter a lot.
Denny, I'm going to give you a lot of credit for this because you, I think, noticed it in 14 and 15, I think a little earlier than most people. I'll never forget this call. You said, when it's your year, it's your year. And just there was a stretch there where it didn't matter how you flipped the coin, it was always going to land in the Royals' favor. There was just something magical about that stretch.
Yeah, and I really started noticing, I guess along with Ned Yost, that the Royals were going in the right direction because from a really bad team, and teams would come on here and beat the Royals, and it was no problem. Kauffman Stadium, any team, name them, they'd come in, they'd win 2 out of 3, no big deal. The next year, then they don't come in and win 2 out of 3. They might win 1 out of 3. In other words, the Royals went from a team that really couldn't do much into a team that was really hard to beat. And so when they're hard to beat, they're on the right track. And you say, boy, what about another year or so? Not only are they going to be hard to beat, they're going to be winners. And that's how it evolved. But you have to see a team go from bad, hapless, if you want to say that word, to, okay, they're moving it up a notch. They're hard to beat. Teams are coming in here, and they have to really struggle. Yeah, they might win 2 out of 3, the opponent, but boy, they really had to hustle, and they really had to get some breaks to do it, to the point where now the Royals are in charge at Kauffman Stadium. The teams come in, and the teams lose 2 out of 3, or all 3, or maybe all 4. And so you can see that thing evolve, and Ned Yost will tell you that when he started as manager of the Royals, he could foresee down the road. He said, I can't give you the number of the year when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And he saw it before I did, and I started to see it when the Royals were hard to beat.
I think Ned gets a lot of credit for this. I think Ned knew the right buttons to press with that team. That, you know, certain kids need to be parented a certain way. Like, certain teams need to be coached a certain way. I'm not sure if you could have got another manager to get the most out of 14 and 15 the way that Ned did, the way that he knew how to push buttons, the way that he knew to push certain guys, give guys a longer leash than other guys. He just had the right feel and overall temperament for those two teams.
Yeah, and I will agree with you there. And he also will always talk about his coaching staff. And he may be the only one that does because he had some great coaches. And it takes individual instruction. Some coaches can get closer to a player than the manager. Sometimes it's the manager who can get closer to a player than any one of the coaches. And they all had a real good idea of how that was going to work. And so it evolved. You had the coaches chipping in. You had Ned Yost, the manager. He was the head of it, obviously. And it was either he's the winning manager, he's the losing manager, and he understood that. But it took everybody on board pulling on the same rope, and the coaching staff, who were really a vital part of those winning teams and probably didn't get enough credit.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, going over a great weekend celebrating the 85 and 15 teams. We'll also get his thought on the current present-day Royals. Let me ask you this question about the Royals' bullpen back in 15. You've seen them all. Where does that bullpen rank in 15, or where does that bullpen rank in 14 and 15? Because one overwhelming advantage that the Royals had during that time frame is that game was a 7-inning game. If there was a way that the Royals could be up 3-1 heading into the 7th inning, you might as well go ahead and start the bus. You were not going to score 2 runs off of that team.
Yeah, if the Royals are leading 4-2 going into the 7th, game over. See you tomorrow night. And I said to Ned at one time, I said, man, do you have an easy job? If you get the team in front after the first 6 innings, you can just sit back, relax, and have a pitcher come in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and school's out. And who are you pitching tomorrow night? And he said, absolutely. He said it was the greatest thing in the world. And Whitey Herzog, he noticed that years and years ago. And Whitey, had he had a real closer, let's say a Dan Quisenberry, who came along a little bit too late for Whitey during his tenure here, but Whitey Herzog taught the Royals how to win, and they did 3 years in a row, lost to the Yankees 3 years in a row, but I think the Royals would, I know the Royals would have won 2 out of 3 from the Yankees those years, and the Yankees would have won in the odd year, maybe the Yankees. The Yankees, were, I think, were a better team in 78. The Royals were the better team in 77. And the Royals and the Yankees were almost dead even as far as talent and ability to win, how to win in 76. But 76, 7, and 8, the Royals had tremendous talent, but they just needed a guy coming out of the bullpen. And there would have been a World Series trophy paraded around Kansas City long before 85.
Denny, where is your 85 ring? Where's your 15 ring?
15 ring is in the box. It's really cool. You open it up and there's a little light in the box and it shows on the ring. And the 85 ring, you'll find it usually on my hand when you're at the ballpark. I don't wear it around the house, but socially I'll break it out, and I wear it a lot because that's number one World Series champions, no outs to go. And, it'll always hold a special spot.
Denny, you are always big, and I would say our conversations over the years, you have really taught me not to overreact. We are coming up on Memorial Day. In fact, we are 7 days away from Memorial Day. I've seen enough of the Royals' offense to know they're going to need help at some point. I don't know when they're going to make that move, mid-June, mid-July, but they don't have enough offensively, I think, to win their division or really challenge in a way that at some point, whether it's a bat in the outfield, whether it's finding a second baseman, they're going to have to add some additional pop in that lineup.
Yeah, the lower part has not contributed much. And if you think back to last year, the Royals really had a lack of...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Production from left field and right field. Three guys basically carried the Royals last year. And you can't win consistently with three guys because eventually the opponent, recognizing that, they're going to work around those three guys and get their outs when the outs are available down further in the batting order. And yes, I agree with you. If you're not solid, at least from 1 to 7 or 7.5, then, yeah, you're going to really struggle. Pitching and defense are great ways to win baseball games, but you still have to score a run once in a while to win. So, yeah, you get no argument for me in that regard. The Royals are working on it. I know JJ was working on it, thinking about it every day.
I'll get you out of here with this last question, and I'm going to handle this with kid gloves a little bit. Are we worried about Salvador Perez? Because we are heading up on Memorial Day. He's hitting 223. He only has two home runs this year. We're talking about somebody who is 35 years old, who has played a lot of baseball in his career. Are we worried at all about Salvador Perez offensively?
Well, not yet. But how about checking with me on June the 20th, and we'll talk again.
All right, Denny, I can do that. That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.